good luck, bad luck line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning, George. I have an experience or a series of experiences that fall squarely into the bad luck category.
All right. That's unfortunate, tell it to us anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm a musician, and I grew up a musician, and there's a piece of music that I was supposed to perform on numerous occasions. And on one time before the day of the performance, I was stricken with appendicitis. The second time I was supposed to perform it, I was hit by a car. And the third time I was supposed to perform it, I fell off of a cliff.
You fell off a cliff? How far?
Well, the people who rescued me estimated between 50 and 75.
Oh, my God. You must have been unconscious, obviously, right?
Yes.
Sort of.
My first memory is lying there, unable to move.
How did you fall off a cliff?
Well, it was a performance in upstate New York, and we had some time between the performance and the dress rehearsal.
So you decided to jump off a cliff?
I decided to go for a walk to take in the countryside.
Oh, no.
And I realized that that time was getting short, so I looked over a precipice as a potential shortcut.
Oh.
However, it turned out not to be a shortcut.
Oh, my God. And over you went.
Yes.
Let me ask you this, because you're obviously... Do you remember it? Do you remember the fall?
I remember being at the top of the cliff, and I remember the descent. I remember seeing some pine trees. I remember seeing the tops of them, and I remember looking at them going down.
See,
but I don't remember the actual impact.
Okay, well, that's good, because I want to ask you about the descent. I mean, no question, time goes by very fast, but as you're falling, what are you thinking about?
At the time, there were two very distinct thoughts going through my mind. The first was, this is absolutely spectacular. And the second was just an overwhelming feeling of, I hope I will be here to recall this.
I mean, did you think for a moment, I'm finished? This
is
it.
Absolutely.
You did. Mm-hmm. So you were facing that in the quick fall.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's something else. Anyway, finish the story. I interrupted you only because I've always wanted to ask somebody who is plunging what they're thinking about as they're going down.
Well, I guess it's just the body's or the soul's inclination just to make peace with oneself. But one thing I did not fear, surprisingly, I didn't have any fear particularly. I just accepted the situation as it occurred.
There's not much you can do.
That's right.
I would have hoped that maybe an angel would have swooped over and picked you up as you were falling.
Well, from the accounts of the people who rescued me, that did happen because...
Oh, really?
They unanimously said that by all accounts I should have been dead.
That is so. How are you doing now?
Oh, I'm fine. I have the only long-term consequence was from that time I got hit by the car.
And what instrument did you play?
I play a viola.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty. You have one close by for you? This is great. I'm getting talent from everybody. You don't have it right there, do you?
No, I sure do.
Oh, let's have a little play here.
Okay. What would
something
you like
we
to
all
hear?
Something we all know.
Okay, I'm opening up the case.
Turkey
right
in
now.
The straw. I guess you don't play that.
Well, I'm a classical musician,
oh.
So I would have to...
So you don't play the Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. You don't play that.
Sugar Pie Honey Bun?
No, you don't do that.
Not necessarily.
I think that was by the Four Tops, I think.
I'll tell you what. Let me...
I think.
How about this? Are you ready?
I'm ready. That cold is affecting my brain. Gilligan's Island. That's perfect.
You recognize it?
Gilligan's Island.
Yep.
I loved it. Okay, hey, thanks.
Thank you very much, George. I love your show.
You made our evening tonight. That was so cool.